For the morning that I sent you.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
Thursday 11th. That one? Thursday 11th? That's the...
No, I'm talking about...
Yes, that one. Yeah,
I tell people... Yeah, no, yeah. But I sent you a special one.
Yeah.
How to tell people. Okay. She just called me. Something about Lashon Hara, you know. What to say, what not to say. Okay, I need a Chavis Halolos, I think. I'm sorry, I thought I prepared it. Now, very ironically, you might feel it's very fortuitously, or interestingly, we're exactly up to the Chavis Halolos Sunday night, Shari Yichud HaMaisa Perek Hamishi, and we're actually up to one of the Chavis Halolos that I quoted in my Hakdama. The Hakdama didn't count, that's why the Drasha actually was 20 minutes, believe it or not. if you remove the Hakdama of the Chayvus Halvavos, my son told me that if he was watching the clock, and if you remove the Chayvus Halvavos part, it was not much more than 20 minutes. We're actually up to there. We're up to the part now, we're coming back to the part that all the printings have. It's on page Kufayin Zion. And we're going to start from the paragraph that starts with the words V'hinei b'zeh the chayotzei bo, and we're up to the third line, because the mahalach of the Yetzer Hara that the Chavis Halolos is describing after he got finished with the theological and ideological arguments is that the Yetzer Hara gets you involved in this world, that you want to be with pleasures and this, and then he entices you to be part of the world, and you want to be cultured, you want to find favor in the eyes of people, that you know how to talk about current events and books and arts and all that kind of stuff. So that's where he picks up from here in the third line of this paragraph. But if you nip it in the bud and you don't allow yourself to be drawn into Taivas Olam Hazeh, and we don't fulfill the desires of the Yetzer Hara, so to speak, with the luxuries, the halahitos achrayan, and making that the focus of your life, v'noshevlo, but rather we tell the Yetzer Hara, right, he wants us to use our seichel in dealing with the Yetzer Hara. Tell him, sha'am mosoros ain lehem tzorach, that's probably why they're called mosoros, right? V'machshava b'nyani kalkoloseinu, I have enough on my head worrying about making ends meet, I'm not going to start looking to gain mosoros. Yeshdai mitirgus hanefesh. V'imzimein lono Hashem and amosoros. If Hashem allows us to be more comfortable and have more money without working on it. If you remember back in Shara Bitachon, the Chovos Halvavos' very, very definite sheet in Bitachon was that Hishtadlus, it's hard to accept, but that's what he holds. Hishtadlus is only to earn the money that you need, and that's your obligation. Hashem wants you to work, and you work to earn what you need. If you have plans on becoming wealthy or being comfortable, if it's shayach such a thing to determine what's called I don't need it, because that obviously will also fluctuate according to the individual, what's called a need and what's not called a need, and according to society, maybe where he's living, maybe, maybe not, maybe it's just following the Joneses, but Akaponim, it's subjective.
But he already said we're not supposed to do that.
Right, once you break out of... Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. Once you break out of need, then the Chavis Halvavos holds, it's, if you remember from Shara Bitachon, it's usher to do hishtadlus. Worse than usher. It's foolish. It's a waste of time. You're not going to gain anything. You're just wasting your time. Hashem will send a bracha, and you'll be wealthy if it's nigzer for you to be wealthy, and he'll send it within the realm of the hishtadlus that you're doing, which is, remember we talked about this, because what happens if your business expands and you really have no choice but to follow along and do what you have to do for an expanded business? So we said that's not against Chavis Halvavos' point. I'll upon him, so he's like, well, she tussles sort of. Does the enzima Hashem, if Hashem is Mazman Yuman Amosoros, you Baruch Hashem, you have a good salary and you're able to have mosaros, and you're not like, it's not what you're lohut after, it's not what you're chasing. Umibli shenafil machshavoteinu lekach, and you're not obsessing on it. And how am I going to get that? How am I going to achieve that? That's my goal, to be rich, or to have that, those things. So then, kol hakavod, he says, nishtamish ben b'mesha roi v'mesha tzorich, use it in good health, use it in a mutter dik away, use it, you know, go ahead, it's not osur. It's not osur, okay, you should use it the right way. Chavis Avov has also said back in Shara Vodis Alokim that if you don't do something L'Shem Shemayim, it's also, right? It can take you further from Hashem. So, you know, if you want to take that seriously, so then you would use the Mosaros, you would use it and you would thank Hashem for it, right? You would appreciate it. That's Chavis Alovis and Shar Avodah Salokim says that, because it's either going to bring you closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem. And furthermore, later on in Shar Avodah Salokim, towards the end, he says that if you have more, then you have to show more gratitude to Hashem, and your Avodah Hashem has to reflect that extra gratitude. So again, if Hashem makes you comfortable and allows you to have more sorrows, whatever the case may be, so use it, he says. I'm adding now that it should stem with the other things we learned. Appreciate it, thank Hashem for it, use it as a stepping stone to have more hoda'ah and hallel and thanks and gratitude to Hashem, and indeed fulfill the imperative that the Chavis Halavos is machadish, really, I hope you machadish it, in Shar Avodas Elokim, that you have an obligation to show more gratitude, right? His marshal is a fantastic, fantastic marshal. The guy with the 100 bushel field and the guy with the 10 bushel field. So the guy with the 10 bushel field gives 1 bushel meiser, and he did a mitzvah, he's a great guy. And the guy with the 100 bushel field gave 9.5, and he gets an aveira. Aveira, I gave 9.5, that guy gave 1, that's not fair. Because if you had 100, you have to give 10. And if you didn't give 10, you didn't do your obligation. We don't care that you gave more than the other guy. It's not no gay. Hashem doesn't keep score between two people. He wants to know if you did your obligation. And actually, there's a Beferish Gemara in Ksubis by Nagdiman Ben Gurion's daughter that says this Yesod, that she was ended up picking the garbage, worse than the garbage. She was picking in the glolim of animals for some stray pieces of wheat that didn't get digested. And the Amora saw her, the Tana saw her. And the Nagdim Ben Gurion, the Gemara says, how could that be? He gave so much staka. The Gemara says, he gave so much staka. How come his Ashirus went? So the Gemara has two terutzim. One terutz is, Kama the boy lo hava ovid. He didn't do what he was supposed to. And that's what the Chavis Halvav, Lufum gam lo shichno, says the Gemara. According to the strength of the camel, is the burden that you place on the camel. And really, that's the Chavis Halvavus in the beginning of Shara Bitochot, in the Hagdama, really says it's a tremendous burden to be rich. And if you're poor, or you're not especially rich, you should thank Hashem. He says it, and he means it. He says, because if you're rich, you constantly have the burden of, am I fulfilling my responsibilities? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do with my money? And he says, it's a tremendous burden. So he's talking, of course, how a poor person should think. So he's talking to the poor person, but he's not giving him a drug. He's serious. He's not telling him, you know, dope yourself up with this Bubba Maisa. It's true. I mean, and that's the Gemara and Ksubis, right? Nagdima Ben Gurion, it describes how much staka he gave, like an unbelievable amount. And yet he was punished because he didn't do what he was supposed to. That's like a very, very scary thought. And that's what the Chavis Halvavos says in Shara Avodas Elokim, that if Hashem showers you with more, you have to respond in kind. And if you don't think you're going to look at the next fellow and say, okay, but I'm as good as he is, or I'm better than he is. That's what he gives the marshal with the 9.5 bushels, the guy that has 100 bushels, and he gets an aveira to show for his pain. He doesn't even get the mitzvah. He didn't do enough. He missed out. He did 9.5 times more than the other guy, but okay.